Chapter 15, Mishnah 4. Hakol ne'manim laha'ida. And they say all are believed in this testimony to testify that her husband died, chutz, except for a few people. They list a few people that are not believed because the relationship between the wife and these people is tense. You know, these people are the kind of people who wouldn't mind doing her a bit of damage. In other words, she'll go out and remarry, and then her husband will come back. And she'll be forbidden to a new husband, forbidden to an old husband, all of these serious consequences. So these people are the kind of people that, you know, may have like the irk in for vested interest. You could guess the first one.
Shouldn't allow any other relatives, because the only reason why we allowed her is because of the consequences for her.
Yeah.
But any other relative that doesn't have the consequences, therefore, she'll fall back north and would not allow any relatives.
Yeah, but I mean, you see from here, you allow anyone. You actually allow any single witness except for these. These ones. It's just, Mechamoisa, mother-in-law. Could have guessed that one. Baschamoisa, the daughter of her mother-in-law, meaning her husband's sister. Also may have it in for her. But Sarasa, co-wife. So if the man was married to two women, it's a fascinating thing. We'll see in the next Mishnah. But if the co-wife testifies that the husband died, so we believe it for herself, but we don't believe it for the other co-wife. You'll see now. So we'll see in the next Mishnah. It's a weird case. But if her co-wife, testifies that the husband died, she's not believed in terms of the other co-wife, because we're worried she's trying to damage the other co-wife. Right? There's a tension over there amongst co-wives. Vivimta, and also her yibum. In other words, if her husband has a brother and the brother has a wife, that woman over there also we don't believe, because we're worried. Yeah, she's trying to like sabotage any future possible yibum scenario, because she doesn't want her husband to have to marry this other woman. So she's trying to sabotage that whole.
No, it would be the other way around.
Yeah. That whole scenario.
Then she would have to.
No, because then when he comes back. She's forbidden, she'll be forbidden to him. So the whole thing will be undone. Ubas Bala, and also her husband's daughter. Her husband's daughter from another marriage also wouldn't be believed in this scenario. Carries on the Mishnah, Maba and Get Lemissa. What is the difference between a bill of divorce and death? And why the Mishnah is asking this is because these women, there's a case where if a get is brought from overseas, so it has to be obviously signed in front of witnesses, and now you need someone to testify that they saw it properly signed in front of the witnesses. So the Gemara in Gittin over there learns that if one of these women brought that get, it would still be valid. It would still be okay. They're not the witness on the get, these women, but they're the messenger, right? Yeah. So how come in that case they're believed to bring the get, and in this case they're not believed over here? So says the Mishnah, would seem to me to be an obvious answer. Because there is still actually a get in that case over there. There's still a valid get with two signatures on it. Carries on the Mishnah, 8 Omer Mace. One witness comes and says, the husband died. Venissas. Then she gets remarried. And another witness comes and says, he didn't die. So Harezu lo taitza. So in this case, she doesn't have to divorce her husband, because it's like pity, but it's after the fact. Adomir Mace, if one witness says, the second one. Adomir Mace, one witness comes and says she died. Shnayim oimrim lo mace. And then two come afterwards and says, he didn't die. So in this case, afal pi shenisais taitza. Even if she's already married, she's got to divorce her second husband. Because now two witnesses came and undid the testimony of the first witness. Shnaim omrim meis, if two says he died, two witnesses say the husband died. The eid omer, and then one witness comes and says lo meis, says that he didn't die. Afal pi shelo nisais, even though she hasn't yet remarried, tinasa, she can still remarry, because it's 2:1 in that scenario over there.